Let's set the scene. Mistress is feeling incredibly generous. The stars have aligned, and you've won the femdom lottery. And Mistress Rachel has agreed to have some kind of sexual contact with your penis. If it can be called that. Let's start with the most fortunate among you. Is your cock big, thick, and meaty? Let's define that as over 7 inches and too fat to fit in the cardboard insert of a toilet paper roll. Does it get predictably hard? Do you have good stamina? Do you have good hygiene? Well then, if I'm feeling horny enough to need one of my well-trained dildos, you would be the one I'd choose. Congratulations! I'll tie you spread eagle to my bed and ride that cock until I squirt several times. Hell, if my oral fixation happens to kick in, I may even put my mouth on it a little bit to make sure it's at full mast before I climb aboard. What's more, I may even let you come as well, once I'm satisfied. If you come before then, however, well, chastity cages come in all sizes, and you'll soon learn that holding off until Mistress says come is better than feeling yourself twitch and swell uncomfortably for an undetermined length of time, wishing you had. Now then, what about you in the gray area, those of you who are still recognizably male below the waist, at least nominally, but unimpressive or unworthy in some other way? We're talking 7 inches or better, but pencil-dicked with regard to girth, or a premature ejaculator, or a limp noodle, or a sissy. If you're a pencil dick or a premature ejaculator, I'm not going to get anything out of penetration. If you're a limp noodle, you're not going to be able to rise to the challenge even if I were interested. And if you're a sissy, you've got no business performing the manly act of penetration anyway, unless it's with another sissy, no matter how big your clitty is. So you, Mr. Gray Area, can eat my ass and pussy while I watch you play with yourself. After all, you can't disappoint your own hand. Sissies, by playing with yourself, that means through your panties. I'm undecided on whether or not mandatory chastity should be implemented for any of these cocks, since they're useless to women. But certainly all you'll get is inspiration from my body, not contact. Except with your mouth. Well, I guess that's not precisely true. You may feel a bit of the skin around my harness when it slaps up against you in the process of fucking you with my strap-on. That's right. You can ride my dick, limp noodle. I like to see your useless flesh helicopter while you do. Now, if you're between 6 and 7 inches and thick, you too have reason to rejoice. You are eligible for a bare skin hand job or foot job if you've got a foot fetish. I might not even mind if you come all over my fingers and toes, but only with permission. And you have to lick my digits clean. If you're between 6 and 7 inches and or have any of the same conditions as Mr. Gray Area, well, you may as well consider yourself in the next category, so let's just fast forward, shall we? Between 5 and 6 inches, it's the yellow rubber glove and averted eyes, and that's only if you've really won me over, such as the subject of my blog post did. You can also get a toe job if you're a man clit in terms of girth as well as length, but the cleanup rules still apply. Below 5 inches, and I don't really like to look at it, let alone touch it, it's best covered with a piece of electrical tape or locked in chastity, and I might even be too turned off to be serviced by you orally. I'll always use your fuckhole, though. Strap-ons are blind, so see my notes on that above. So now you know what to expect if you ever decide to take the liberty of asking for sexual contact with Miss Rachel. I hope you found this guide helpful, though I'm sure it was a bit painful for some of you. If you'd still like to take your chances, you know where to find me. Who knows? You might just get lucky.